We want to welcome you this morning to our service. Are there any announcements that need to be made besides what was running on the screen? If you happen to see that, hopefully you saw that. Any other special announcements? Exercise class is canceled tomorrow morning because of the funeral of Barry Gensmer. Any other ones? We do have the church picnic after fellowship. Everybody's invited to go down to the pavilion after the service. If not, let's stand and sing Jesus Loves Me, hymn number 341.
It's so good to see everyone here this morning. I don't know about you, but this gets me pretty excited seeing what's up front here. Children's Sunday is always a Sunday I look forward to, and I hope you look forward to this Sunday as well. Any joys or concerns you'd like to highlight? As you heard, Barry Gensmer's services will be on Monday. 10 o'clock is visitation, and then 11 o'clock will be the services, followed by graveside services and the luncheon to follow that. Any other joys or concerns you'd like to share with your church family? There is a microphone coming around. Burl.
Hopefully we're in the home stretch here with Curtis. I would urge anybody to send cards to Curtis this week. His probation hearing is on the 19th. So please keep him in prayer. I'm making a welcome home bag. I would love to use it.
Good morning. It's hard to believe that we are only a month away from Bible school. So I would just like to share that we are having a teachers meeting on Monday night. I think it's at 6:30. I think so here. If you haven't been able to make the previous meetings, it would be very helpful if you could come. Also, if you are an ice drinker, I forgot to bring my bottle with me. You can get those at the dollar store or at Walmart. It's a sparkling water. If anybody here drinks the ice, we are still looking for a few bottles to complete our projects. We'll have a box downstairs.
Thank you. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special occasion to gather to just celebrate children and to know the precious gift they are to us and to have this special day set apart for them. And we just pray this morning that they would be enlightened, they would be given something that is especially for them and to show how much we appreciate them. And so we just thank you for everyone that's gathered here this morning. Lord, you know the burdens that we bring to this place. Lord, you know the joys that we bring to this place. And Lord, we know that you journey with us on this path, and we just thank you, Father, for always being present, always being aware of what's happening in our lives, and we can call upon you and ask for anything in your name, Lord, and if it be your will, you would give it unto us. So we just thank you, Father, that we can come before you and we can continue to just lift up those prayer concerns on our hearts. We lift up Dorothy Gensmer and the children this morning and just pray that you would bless that family and just allow them to know your presence, your peace, your hope during this time of grieving. We think of those that have gone on before us, either in recent months or years before, Lord, and that grieving process is still with us. And we just pray, Lord, you would just continue to nurture us, continue to show us your love and your compassion and your mercy each and every day. We just thank you, Lord, that we can gather together, that we can be a church family. We can fellowship afterwards together at the church picnic. And we just pray, Father, we would continue to uplift. We would continue to encourage one another. But first and foremost, we would put you first in our lives, that we would love one another. So thank you for that opportunity to demonstrate your love by actions, but also to say it in words, that we just love one another. And we just appreciate the fact that you demonstrated what love looks like for us on the cross, and you paid the price for our sins. But Lord, we know that sins have entered our lives this week, and we just want to take pause, and we want to say we're sorry, we want to ask for forgiveness. So Lord, during these next few moments of silent prayer, please hear our prayers of confession. Father, we just thank you ever so much for sending your one and only Son to pay the price for our sins. We know, Father, that your Son didn't remain dead. He left the tomb on the third day, and he's risen. And we celebrate the fact that today is Pentecost and the Holy Spirit has come. And Lord, we are just thanking you that we have a guide, we have a comforter, we have someone in our lives as we trust and believe in you that will help us through this life. So Lord, we just depend on that Holy Spirit to continue to help us journey the way that you would have us journey in this life as Christians, as followers of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, again for meeting us here in this place. Thank you, Lord, for those individuals that come to our mind as we think of the joys we have in our lives. We think of the concerns we have in our lives, and we just place each of them into your loving arms. You know specifically who they are, and we just ask, Lord, that you would bring a healing touch, that you would give guidance, you would give strength, you would give encouragement. Lord, you know exactly what anyone needs in this place and family that isn't with us this morning, and we just pray it be so in the precious name of Jesus our Lord. And all God's children said, amen.
Good morning. I have the pleasure of introducing some really great people today. Chloe Brown, Anthony Hoffa, if you could join me, please. Madison Erb, and Blake Flammer. These kids are going to get their seven-year-old Bibles. I can't believe they're 7 years old already. I mean, I can't believe how time flies. They're just great kids, and they're seven already. That's just amazing. Okay, Madison. Okay, Madison Erb is the daughter of Robert and Stephanie. She lives in Fort Henry with her parents and her three big brothers, Brett, Bryson, and Braden. Maddie completed first grade at Bethel Elementary. She enjoys camping and dancing. Her favorite color is purple, imagine that. And she loves playing with animals, anything from farm animals to snakes. You like snakes, Maddie? Okay. Chloe? Okay. Okay. Chloe Brown is the daughter of David and Renee Brown. She lives on Brown Road with her parents and her big sister, Naomi. Chloe completed kindergarten at Bethel Elementary this year. Her favorite color is purple also. She loves to play cat. She's really good at it because I know there's been times that I come in and say, good morning, Chloe, and I get meow as an answer. Chloe likes snakes too. I don't know what it is with these girls in purple and snakes, but. She likes snakes because they eat mice. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, I see that as a good thing, okay. But I've heard you've been known to lay in the grass and talk to the snakes. Okay. Anthony. There you go. All right. Anthony is the son of Bo and Anita Hoffa. He lives on School Road near Wilmelsdorf with his parents and his big sister, Juliana. Anthony completed first grade at Conrad Weiser Elementary this year. His favorite color is red or blue. And he enjoys wrestling, riding bike, driving RC cars. What are RC cars? Oh, remote control cars, okay. And playing video games. Blake? All right. Blake Flammer lives with his mother and grandparents near Shoemakersville. He comes to church with his Mimi Suzanne. Blake finished second grade this year, and his favorite color is green. He loves to be with people, and he's looking forward to going to a camp this year. Can you turn around? So these are our four wonderful six, seven, and eight-year-olds this year, and the future of our church.
Now, look at the front of your Bible. What's that big word before Bible? What does it say? Louder. What's it say?
Adventure.
It says adventure. So they have the adventure Bible, so you can be assured and guaranteed as you read the Bible each and every day, it's going to be an adventure. You guys like adventures, don't you?
Yes.
Adventures are awesome. So make sure every day you're opening your Bible and reading. If it's just one verse, make sure you're feeding yourself with the Word of God. Can you do that for us? All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these precious children. We thank you that we can present them with an adventure Bible, for we know as we read your word, indeed, it does take us on a true adventure, a true story of what you have done in this world. And we just thank you, Lord, from the beginning to the very end for what you have accomplished. And we just pray for these children that each day they would be able to read your word and be able to know that you are with them as they read, and we just trust them to you, Lord. We trust their parents to you, Lord, and just help us as a church family to gather around them and to celebrate this adventure with them and to help in their learning. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. One of the greatest opportunities we have each week is to give. And I don't know, leading up to Sunday, how much you've given of yourself, but one of the coolest things in our adventure as Christians is we can give all the love we could ever give because we're never going to run out of God's love that flows through us into others. And out of that love, we have this opportunity to give monetarily, to give of time, to be able to support the church and our missions that we're a part of. So this morning, I pray we would do that cheerfully. Would you pray with me for the offering? Lord, we just thank you for everyone that's gathered here this morning. We thank you for this amazing opportunity to give. And we know that incredible feeling of being able to sacrificially give. For we know that you did that with your son as you gave him to pay the price for our sins. So in the same way this morning, we just offer our gifts to you. And we know, Lord, that you would use them for your glory. And we just pray it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. further ado, the moment we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this way up.
It's on. Oh, yeah, there it is. Hi. Well, good morning. It's so great to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for having us. I hope you don't mind. We're going to make a little noise. Is that all right with you guys? Okay. All right. The Bible does say make a joyful noise, right? So we'll make sure it's joyful. And we definitely plan to do this unto the Lord. So, all right. So we're going to start with some music. We're actually just going to start with a song. I'm going to tell you a little bit more as we go along. This song is Shine. Alrighty, you just thought we emptied all of our plumbing stuff out of the house and brought it here, didn't you? So that's the kind of music we do. In case you're wondering what it's called, it's called unconventional percussion. We've really come to embrace that word, unconventional, because we know that God does work in his own mysterious ways. And who would think that you would be carrying most of your plumbing and drainage pipe around with you and playing music for the Lord, but You know, God does work in his own ways. And when we talk about making a joyful noise, boy, God will take whatever noise you make when you make it unto him. So do we have any VeggieTales fans out there? Anybody like VeggieTales? All right. So we're going to do a VeggieTale medley. I want to invite you to sing along if you guys know the songs as we go through. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay. Have we got a show for you? I felt like they were aiming at me or something. I don't know. All right. Well, in case you haven't guessed it, that would probably clinch your suspicions. We are all family up here. We are all related, not afraid to admit it. So let me introduce you to my family. Oh, did we have a breakage? Oh, okay. All right. So let me introduce you to the youngest person in our family. Anybody the youngest person in their family? Raise your hand if you're the youngest person in your family. All right. The youngest person in our family is Carson. Carson, will you wave and say hi? Everybody say hi, Carson. All right. Let me introduce you to the oldest child in our family. Who's the oldest child in their family? Raise their hand. Okay. Now, I mean, really, not just pretend because you act like a child. Oldest child, okay? All right, oldest child in our family is Jax. Jax, will you wave and say hi? Everybody say hi, Jax.
Hi, Jax.
All right, any middle children in their family? I was a middle child. Got an older brother and younger brother or sister. Got it. Okay, middle child in our family is Max. Max, will you wave and say hi? Everybody say hi, Max.
Hi, Max.
All right, and my husband, Eric, is here. He's just catching that right there. Eric, will you wave and say hi? He is really the oldest child in our family. That's Eric. And I'm Danielle. I'm their mom. Hi. I always answer to mom. Doesn't matter, right? That's how it works when you're... Hi. All right, this song we're going to do is I Saw the Light.
Oh, sorry, I didn't think you were ready.
Never mind. Hang on 1 second. Are you ready now? Okay.
Thank you.
right, Max, do you want to come tell them how we do this on here?
Hi, I'm Max. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Max.
Hi. We're going to do a song called Onward Christian Soldiers. Who knows that song? Okay, so a few of you. We are going to do something called audience participation. Who here knows what that means? Raise your hand. Great. So you guys seem to know how to do this. Okay. My dad, he's going to clap. All we're going to do is clap. I'm not going to make you do anything crazy. Unless you think clapping's crazy, then we're going to do something crazy. So my dad's going to clap, so everybody follow him, and we're going to warm up. Our lawyers say we have to do this every time.
Yeah,
so.
We don't want any clapping-related injuries today, so. Okay. Okay, we're going to start slow, we're going to go faster and faster, okay? So we have to make sure your hands are working, so do what I'm doing. You're going to do it.
He likes to trick you.
So we're going to go slower, but we're going to follow Max. You guys follow me. I'll follow Max. If your hands aren't steam by the end, you're not doing it. Okay? So here we go.
Yeah, it starts out slow, but don't be deceived. You get really fast by the end. Wow, you guys are good clappers. You must do that all the time. My hands hurt, and I'm really regretting the workout I had yesterday. My whole body is sore, and I've been whining about it all morning, as my family tells me. See? All right, Jax, do you want to tell them a little bit about our instruments, please?
Sure. In a minute. Okay. Hi. Okay, so... Carson, toss me one of those, would you? Never mind. Okay, so these are called boomwhackers. Everybody say boomwhackers.
Boomwhackers.
Who has seen these before? Ah, okay, cool. So do you guys have them in school? Yeah, all the kids are like, I know what those are. Okay, so these, for those of you who don't know, they are tubes, so they're hollow. And they are pitched percussion tubes, so that means that they each make a note, and they make the same note no matter what you hit them on. We hit them on that white stuff there. Does anybody know what that's called? PVC pipe, very good. Does anybody know what PVC stands for? Oh, some people know. All right, so it stands for polyvinyl chloride. Everybody say poly. Everybody say vinyl. Everybody say chloride. Everybody say polyvinyl chloride. Okay, that was pretty good. All right, so we hit them on that, but you can hit them on like this, or this, or this. And it makes the same note, except for if you hit it on your mom. Ow. There's usually a little ow afterwards. which is why we use the pipe, because it's just, you know, that gets in the way when you're playing music. one other thing I would like to show you is that these are, these black caps here are called activators. Everybody say activator.
Activator.
Good. Everybody say it like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Activator.
Very good. All right. So without an activator, it sounds like this. And then with it, it sounds like that. So it makes it one octave lower, which is why it's called an activator. Got it? Okay. All right, so that's what the color tubes we're playing with is the boom whackers on the PVC pipe. What are you doing?
It's not mine.
It's not yours. Oh, poor boom whacker doesn't have a home. There we go.
One of those buckets.
One of those buckets. All right, so this song is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Children, I'd like to remind you, you're on stage and everybody is staring at you.
What?
Hey, I bet you're probably wondering how old those guys are, aren't you? Let me tell you. Jax, how old are you?
Old.
Jax is 27 years old. Max is 25 and Carson is 22. And Eric is, I don't know, 50-something. I stopped after 50. I'm getting ready to stop on myself here real soon, just so you know. let me tell you a little bit about the rest of our instruments. Eric, will you hold it up nice and high? Anybody know what that is? Drain pipe, that's right. 4-inch corrugated drain pipe, which you can get at your local hardware store. that's what Max is playing in the back. Each one is cut and tuned to a note, and Eric's going to bring it around and let you guys bang on it for a second. Oh, there we go. Very good. No injuries? True, every time, I know. That one time you got knocked out?
That was a really intense 3-year-old.
All right, they're going to do a super, super fast song for you guys. It's from the Nutcracker Ballet. You guys familiar with the Nutcracker Ballet?
I am.
All right. Good, good. This is the Russian dance from the Nutcracker Ballet. It goes 160 beats per minute, which is pretty fast, right about, you know, when you're running, somewhere around there. They started out learning this song. You guys went very slow, didn't you?
Very slow.
Yeah, so it's just a lesson to you kids. Sometimes you got to start slow and work your way up to things. Oh, there is a video online, actually, on our website, thiswayupband.com. It is the making of this song, the Russian dance, and it is...
terribly slow in the beginning when they learned how to play it, but now they've gone to about 180, 200 miles per hour. What? I mean, beats per second. Really, really fast. All right, all right. I think you guys will enjoy this. All right, my husband and I are going to come up and play a song with them because you just thought we're just along because we're like the pretty people, right? So, pretty much that's true. they actually do most of the work, and we do play a couple songs with them. This is a song we learned this year, and in celebrating of 199 days till Christmas, we're going to play this song for you guys.
Did you look that up?
I just Googled that. I'm sorry.
So we'll be playing that all year round so we don't forget it. You know, Eric and I, we've got four notes we can't forget. Them, they're fine. It is a great aerobic exercise, absolutely. Actually, we'd love to teach some kids how to play some songs, so if you want to raise your hand and volunteer. All right, so we just need to get six people. Jax is going to pick six kiddos to come up. When she picks you, I want you to come right up and stand across the front here. Right now, just look right into her face with like puppy dog eyes, with like the sweetest face you possibly can. Jax, nope. I don't know. All right, Carson, you're up. No. She'll come back. All right, Jax, come on, six, real quick. You can do it. Just don't even look at their faces. Just look at their hands. All righty. All right, so come stand up here. You guys are going to perform a Boomwhacker concert for us. I hope you've played these before. They are so difficult and hard to play. All righty. Max is going to hand you guys each a Boomwhacker. Just go ahead and hold on to it. All right, so how this works, first of all, if you're not up here and we're the audience, we have a very important job as well. Our job is to figure out what song they're playing, okay? So we gotta pay attention. How it works is Max is gonna tap them on their head. When they get tapped on the head, they're gonna hit their Boomwhacker, and if they do it all in the right order, you guys are gonna make a song and we're all gonna know what it is, okay? But we have to test and make sure your heads are working. Are your heads working? Okay, well, we're going to test. So when Max taps you on your head, you hit your Boomwhacker. Let's see how they're working here. Uh-oh. Okay, start again now. I got to wait for the tap. Okay, ready? All right, yay! Give him a round of applause. That's wonderful. All right, Max, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what song we are playing today. Was wonderful. Can anybody tell me what song that was? Jesus Loves Me. That's right. Okay, now we're going to do it faster. Are you ready to do it as fast as you possibly can? Okay. Go. Fast. That was wonderful. You guys did a great job. So let me give you two instructions. One, hand your Boomwhackers back to Max. Two, before you go sit down, you can go out there and pick any one person you want to come up and play the next song. Can be adult or kid, doesn't matter to us. We treat them all the same. So what I should have up here is six people. Come stand right up there like they did. Thank you, thank you. All right, and so what I actually need is one extra person for this. So I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to count to three, And I want you guys all point to that one person that should come up here, okay? So one, two, three. Point to the one person that should come up here. I'm looking. Who's being pointed at the most here? Somebody just got called out. Okay. So I think you. Yeah, you. All right. Thank you for being brave. Oh, okay. Do you work with PVC pipe for a living? Somewhat? Okay, wow. We have to watch him with our PVC pipe. Oh, we're missing somebody. Did you get picked? Did somebody pick somebody who didn't come up? Or is she? Oh, you went back there. Okay. Would you like to pick somebody else? It's okay. You can pick somebody else. It's you. Yeah. We all know who she pointed at. Okay. All right. So Carson's going to hand you boomwhackers this time. Carson's going to play the people. You play the people. They play the boomwhackers. That's how it works. All right, go ahead and practice hitting your boomwhacker on your hand or your head or the floor, but please keep it upon your own person. All right, shall we test their heads, Carson? Okay. Oh, nice. Okay, he was ready for you. All right, so this song's a little harder to figure out, but I think you guys can do it. You guys seem pretty sharp here today, so. Okay, you ready, Carson? All right, are you guys ready to play your boomwhackers? Yeah? Okay, here we go. All right, who knows what song that was? Deep and Wide, very good. Okay, let's do it again one last time, and we'll sing along with you guys, and we'll do the hand motions, okay? Don't follow me, I always mess them up. Okay. That was wonderful. All right, if you guys want to hand your boomwhackers back and then just go ahead and give a bow and just go back with your satisfaction of doing a nice job. Very good. Thank you very much. Hey, now, well, you think we're at home? You can just throw your boomwhackers all over the place.
Yes. That is exactly what we do.
All right, Jack, you want to tell them about the instrument that you're going to be playing in this song here? I would like to introduce you to this instrument. It is called a bell, and you hold it and shake it like this, and it makes this sound. But it has a secret button. Anybody like buttons? Raise your hand if you like buttons. Raise your hand if you like to press buttons. Raise your hand if you press buttons too much. Okay. Are you gonna show us how it works? Okay. You press a button just like that. There we go. Good. Yes. Help arrives. No, that's not how that works. And my husband, Eric, made the
wooden holder here for the bell. So Jax is going to be playing. It says she calls it Belle and the Beast because her favorite princess is Belle. So anybody else have a favorite princess, Belle? She's like the coolest, right? Okay. All right, so this song is Build Your Kingdom here. Alrighty, we're going to set up for our last song, and as we do that, I introduced you to us as a family, I introduced you to our instruments, but I can't leave out our wonderful and awesome God, and he is pretty awesome, isn't he? And I said, he's unconventional, he works in his own ways, and we've been doing this for 11 years now, which means when we started, the kids were like smaller and even more never mind. They were just smaller, louder. They were even more louder. But they were smaller. And you know what? You just never know what God is going to call you to do. And I think that that's really what God wants us to hear today, is that, you know, God does work in his own ways. And he has no limitations at all. And the only limitation he ever runs up against is when we don't say yes to him. You know, 11 years ago, I had no idea that God would bring us on this journey. That we would be running around in our truck with all of our instruments and all the PVC pipe we have gone through and the drainage pipe we have poked holes into and all the things that we would have done. I would never imagine that many years ago when God just said, this is what I want you to do. And he inspired in the hearts of my kids to do this. And all we did was say yes, you know. And so I just want to encourage you today, you know, maybe there's just something in your life God's just waiting for you to go yes to. And I want to encourage you, just say yes. Don't worry about anything else. God will work it all out. It may be as big or as small as it is, but what it is what God wants for you. And in that case, it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be magnificent, and it's going to give glory and honor to our awesome God that we get an opportunity to serve every day. So whether that's a yes, I'm going to open the door for that person, or yes, I'm going to make that phone call, Or yes, I'm going to take all of the PVC pipe out of my house and put it into my truck and carry it around to churches, whatever it is. The yes is a yes, and a yes in God's hands is really amazing, and I want to encourage you with that. The last song we're going to do is Awesome God. Do you guys know that song, Awesome God? Do you guys know the hand motions to Awesome God? All right, well, let me just make sure everybody knows it. So it goes like this. You point up to heaven and say, our God is an awesome, give him two thumbs up. And then God, you got to point to him again. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom and power and love. Our God is an awesome God. All right, so we're just going to worship him. Would you mind, how about we just stand up for this last song? Would that be okay? They're asking if they can sit. I don't think that's how it works. They just want to see you try to do that. Yeah, no. All right, so Awesome God.
Thank you.
Let's do it together. Well, we want to thank you so much for having us. You guys were just delightful today and full of the joy of the Lord. I love that. I was asked to remind you guys, you probably don't need this reminder, but maybe you do, that there's food, okay, out in the pavilion. And everybody is welcome to go there. And I think that we have a last song and some other things, but I was asked to remind people of that, so I was going to remind you.
Amen and amen. Give it up one more time for This Way Up. Give it up for the children that are here this morning. We love you guys so much. And most of all, let's give it up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If they're okay with it, I'd like to pray a blessing over you guys, and then we'll have a prayer for the food that you've all been waiting for. So let's gather. You guys are all about unity. I can see it, the way you're able to play together like this. So, Lord, we just thank you for this incredible family, for the giftedness that you have given them, the musical talents that they're able to portray in such a powerful way. And we just pray, Lord, you would continue to bless them on their journey. You've brought them so far, and they're headed up, Lord, and we are just praising you for the way that they just ministered to us this morning and ministered to so many. Just continue to use them and continue to bless them is what we pray in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we just ask that you would bless the food we are about to partake, bless the fellowship, and bless our time together, and just allow us to glorify you. Thank you for our precious children. Thank you for our families gathered here, for every individual, Lord. We just praise you for who you've made us to be. And may we indeed say, yes, Lord, use us in whatever way you may do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.